As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went back and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am he." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I don't know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now, it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees says, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." And he said, "He's a prophet." The Jewish leaders did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But we don't know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he's of age, he will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders, for they had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." And he answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you wouldn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God had spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. if this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, you were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us? And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, and who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him. And Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, surely we are not blind, are we? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, we see, your sin remains. Today's story is about how Jesus heals a man who was blind from birth. It is that, but it's much more. Everyone in the story, except for Jesus, is blind in some way. The obvious blindness is the man with the physical blindness. The disciples were blind, judging that the physical blindness had to have been caused by the sin of the blind man, or maybe by his parents. Thinking of the age-old myth that physical illness was always caused by sin. The neighbors were blind. A miracle had just happened, but they questioned it. It can't be him. It's someone who looks like him. A conspiracy theory of old. It's someone who looks like him, they said. They were blind. Of course, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, were blind. They were blind to seeing Jesus as Messiah. They were blind to the light of the world. They were blinded by the law. They were blinded by power. They were blinded by wealth. And the parents in the story were blind. They didn't want to get in trouble with the religious leaders. If they accepted Jesus as Messiah, they'd be kicked out of the synagogue. So they turned a blind eye. That's a lot of blindness in this story. And that's because there's a lot in this story about who Jesus is. The story asks a basic question. Who is Jesus? We get our first basic answer from Jesus himself when he says, I am the light of the world. Now, John's original audience would have totally understood that this is one of what we call the I am statements of Jesus. The whole Gospel of John revolves around 7 of these I am statements. And they all connect back to the burning bush where God reveals who God is by giving us the Hebrew name Yahweh. I am Yahweh. I am who I am, Yahweh. The breath of life, Yahweh. These are the 7 I am statements in John's gospel. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. So when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, the hearers of John's gospel knew what Jesus was saying. He is Messiah, Son of God. Jesus is the I am. And this is what people in this story were blind to. The next thing John's ancient audience would have understood was the use of the mud and saliva. Now, to us, it sounds a bit gross. But the original audience would have thought right away about the creation story. Now, in Genesis, we're told that God created Adam, from dust or clay. Doesn't say mud, it says dust or clay. But by the time of Jesus, after this was written, a couple thousand years, the teachings and the writings of the day had used the term mud instead of dust. By making mud, Jesus was doing the work of creation, and John's hearers would have understood that. So they argue, is this man from God or not? And Jesus is making it clear. He is. And as the story unfolds, people stay blind. Now, the man who was born blind came to faith gradually. His eyes were wide open by the end of the story because he said, I believe, and he worshiped Christ. Now, we don't know how many Pharisees or neighbors or even the parents eventually came to faith with eyes wide open. I believe that some did. This is what John wants his readers and hearers to ask themselves. And this is what we're asking today. Will you come to faith? Will your eyes be wide open as to who Jesus is? My favorite phrase in this story is when the healed man says, I was blind, now I see. There's a story from 300 years ago about a man in England whose eyes became wide open eventually. Sometimes it takes time. This man had been immersed in slave trading and he had become very powerful and wealthy. But at the age of 30, he had a stroke. And after he recovered from the stroke, he studied and became a pastor. And he became well known for speaking against slave trading and against power and against wealth. He had the practice of writing a new poem for each of his weekly prayer meetings. He wrote many poems. One of the poems that he titled is Faith's Review and Expectation. The poem was a review of his faith journey, faith review and expectation. The expectation was the hope of eternal life, where the journey will lead. So it's about his journey of faith and where it will lead. The poem was based on 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 16 and 17, where King David acknowledges where God had brought him thus far. King David's in prayer. Lord, you've brought me this far, and he's looking to the future. Now, you wouldn't think that a poem with the title Faith's Review and Expectation would become famous. But it was turned into a hymn. And with a little name change of the title, it became famous. The poem was written by Pastor John Newton, and it begins this way. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Friends in Christ, we're all blind in some way. Sometimes it's physical. Sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes it's mental. Sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes we stubbornly hang on to blindness. But according to the story, Jesus, at the beginning of the story, Jesus, with eyes wide open, walks up to a man born blind, the text tells us, and he saw. Jesus saw the blind man. He saw him as one who could be healed. And Jesus sees us as those who can be healed and restored and created anew. That's because there's always, always amazing grace. Jesus told that blind man to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Today, Jesus is inviting us to wash in the waters of God's amazing grace. Jesus is inviting us to wash in the waters of God's forgiveness. Jesus is inviting us today to wash in the waters of God's hope and expectation in God's shalom. Today, Jesus is inviting us to wash in the pool of God's love. Let us pray. Gather into your minds thoughts of your and the world's sickness, sin, stubbornness. Think of the evil, wrongdoing. Think of the suffering. And listen to the voice of Jesus directed toward each of these thoughts. Jesus says, I am the light of your world. I am the light of your world. Jesus says, I am the light of your world.